Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is 5 on it. We told you what happened earlier today on Halftime, and Marshall and I are still trying to figure out how to develop a chicken place so we can sell it for billions.
I mean, I it's just a suggestion. You don't have to do it, but I will go in with you if it's all it takes is $900 to turn into $1 billion in 8 years. I will gladly give up the 450 as a half of that.
We've gotten recommendations nationwide. Alpaca in the Raleigh-Durham area is fire. Honey Butter Chicken on Elston. It is good. Not a chain, and I'm not sure why. I could see them selling out for a cool billion, too. That's from 847. 847 also says, different 847, Howlin' Rays out in L.A. is in a league of its own.
Folks are going in on the Raising Cane's. I will say the Raising Cane's, the sauce and the bread, probably superior to the chicken itself.
I like Raising Cane's, but I also like...
But like I said, if there's chicken and you're hungry, you're going to eat the chicken.
It's so true.
Number one. Despite the Cubs losing 2 of 3 against the Tigers over the weekend and having Robbie's teammates give him $6 for his incredible prediction. Who put that in there? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Did the Cubs prove they are still one of the best teams in the MLB?
I think the Cubs are still one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, but it's mostly by record. They didn't get swept. They're not going to do that. That's not in their profile. But to drop 2 out of 3 to a Tigers team the way they did, where they're only managing 4 hits, for example, yesterday, they get shut out for the second time in a week's time. That's not good. But did that mean that they are no longer in what I think is still the top group of Major League Baseball? No, they're still up there. It was a great series. It was a lot of fun to watch. It was electric, and it was like a playoff-like atmosphere.
It was a great, evenly played series. The games that were decided by just a couple of plays in each game, it was neither team was dominant, so to speak, although the Detroit starting pitching was very, 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 very good, and the Cubs starting pitching was not as good. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just was not as good, and when you're playing top-level teams like the Tigers, it's just a reminder. The Cubs may very well be a top-5 team in baseball, but on any given weekend, they can get put down. They did see the number 1 and number 2 starters for the Tigers. They don't have their number 1 in Shohei Imanaga because he's on the shelf. And you could argue they didn't have their number 1 starter right now. It could be Boyd. It depends on how you want to look at this. But one thing is clear, the Cubs need more help, and the start of that help needs to be top line starting pitching.
I'm going to push back a little bit on the pitching. I thought Ben Brown was incredible, and I thought Jameson Taillon, he is pitching some of the best baseball he's probably been pitching in his life.
Who pitched yesterday, and how many runs did he give up, Robbie?
Cade Horton was not great, but if we talk about a playoff rotation, like, is Cade Horton in there? Because at this point, from what I've seen from Ben Brown, I understand he was there at an opener in his last start and then a good start. He's been a consistent... Ben Brown is looking like a starting rotation piece.
Okay, that's off of one start you're going off, all right?
Well, one start and one solid second inning.
Yeah, yeah.
He has the stuff. If he can throw strikes and if he can throw first pitch strikes, like, Ben Brown is very, very good.
And if he's got that third pitch changeup down, then that's a different conversation.
It's really, make a change.
No, so I like, as a Tigers fan, I really enjoyed watching the series. I was anxious the whole time because I thought the Cubs really did play well, and just a lot of minor things, that was the difference in the whole thing. Detroit's defense was just incredible the whole time.
That Javi Baez is quite the shortstop. Who knew?
Quite good.
Shortstop, center field, second base, wherever you want to throw him. I will say this,
Javi,
Robbie.
Javi was it short in the series.
I will say this, Robbie. I think the Cubs and the Tigers and their fans, they felt what you feel when you think your team is good, but you're going up against another good team, which is tension. And tension is healthy, because that's what you would feel if it was postseason, regardless of what the score is.
If this was a World Series matchup, I'd be down for that, let me tell you.
So would Cubs fans.
If this were a World Series matchup, a lot would be happening.
How much credit does Chris Getz deserve for the turnaround of this White Sox team?
Minimal. Minimal, the least amount of credit we can give him at this point, because it's like, if you create the mess, but then you fix the mess, how much credit do you deserve?
I guess apparently a lot in these United States.
Well, in the city of Chicago. So I would say this. I think Chris Getz is doing a decent job of a rebuild, but I would argue, since he was the guy who was in charge of the minor leagues before the rebuild, that he was the one cleaning up his own proverbial mess. So I'm not here to... Now, if they go out and he makes wise free agent signings and the payroll expands and now they've got a contender and they're not in last place in their division, but I'm not going to sit here and give him credit for a team that's in last place. What are we talking about?
I think it's a fine line between understanding that the Sox have shown a lot of improvement from being the worst ever team in baseball. Like, I just need to get that out there. This is the truth. They had the worst record ever. And because of that, we're happy when we see improvement. What makes this compelling is that the bigger names that were on the White Sox roster last year were the ones who arguably helped bring it down. And there was dysfunction. There was massive underperformance when you consider whether or not a player is over or underperforming from big names who we thought were going to be cornerstones of the franchise. Chris Getz was tabbed with not just making sure that players were ready for the minor leagues to go to the majors, and he's doing that with guys like Tim Elko, for example, who earned his way on there, but then other people were acquired via trade, like Kyle Teal, Chase Meidroth, Edgar Caro. That wasn't Chris Getz's trade. The concern about whether or not these guys are still ready in the original part of his job, look no further than Colson Montgomery. You still had to send him back to Arizona. I love the fact that he's doing better now in Charlotte, but he's still not at the big league level, and he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be here by now. So I'm putting that on this current regime. Did they hire good people and guys like Brian Bannister? Yes. But being better than the worst team ever is not the benchmark, and I think they know that. So it's just a matter of reserving judgment until we see how this ends. They're still probably losing 100 games.
So they're on pace, to your point, Layla. They lost 121 games last year. They're on pace to lose 108 games this year. That's a 13-game improvement. But you know what? I'll do you a favor. I'll say in their last 18 games, they're 8-10. That's not bad, is it? So that means they'd win 50-something games, as in 60-something games, low 60. So maybe they avoid losing 100 games if they play the way they played the last 18 games.
So that's what this is about now. It's about the drive to 90.
My overall point is, even though you want me to give credit to Chris Getz, if they lose another 100 games,
what are we crediting him for?
I think it's more the identifying good young talent. Like, when he made that trade for Miguel Vargas, he was crucified. Now we're seeing Miguel Vargas be an actual player. He trades Garrett Crochet. That has so much risk getting just prospects, and we're already seeing two in the majors and playing pretty damn well already.
That's been part and parcel for the White Sox for years. That goes back to far before Chris Getz. And also, typically, the White Sox would have gotten more in the trade that involved Miguel Vargas because they would have gotten something in return from the Cardinals since they gave them Eric Fetty, who's still pitching for them, and Tommy Pham.
Well, that's the thing, is he also identified players that were like, I don't know, like bargain bin players in those two and traded it for a real asset. I think he should get credit for that.
Okay, how about this?
Listen, I like you, but you've got to start acknowledging your biases here.
Yeah, no, he acknowledges the bias. He always tells us, what? Chris Getz is one of my favorite guys because he went to high school.
But he did get a good player, Miguel Vargas, a potential all-star player this year because the White Sox need one player.
Who's a potential all-star?
Your judgment for trades being success is very different from mine.
Who is the potential all-star?
For the White Sox, Miguel Vargas is definitely in the conversation for who it could be. Like
this
the White
year?
Sox representative. Yes.
He's got 9 home runs.
You're crazy.
I just told you about Kyle Schwarber having 20.
You're crazy.
But each team gets one representative.
Yeah, he's not even in Shane Smith's neighborhood. What are we talking about? What do you think his OPS is right now?
I don't know. I'm not going to even try to
guess. Do you think it's above or below 750?
I love MLB.com.
I'm
going to
say below. I'm just going to say below.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because that would be what we call accurate. His OPS is 740.
I mean, it's close.
But that's not all-star level, regardless of how many other players you're on a team with. Someone's going to have a better season than you. And there's several people who are having a better season than Miguel Vargas right now on the White Sox.
I need you to ask for more assets in trades.
Oh, that's a general rule.
We're going to
call that the Robbie Triano
Like,
clause.
You need to ask for more assets.
I need to be greedy.
In trades.
That's a good point.
No, you don't need to
be greedy.
No, not
greedy. Just get fair value.
You need to be accurate.
It's fair. Sorry, I don't mean to lambast you.
Number 3.
I like it. I like this conversation. Take number 3.
You would be a GM I would want to trade with all the time, and that's not a good thing.
Oh, that's not true. I play so much NBA 2K GM mode, I'm mopping the floor.
But those are with computer-generated.
Exactly. I own the computer. Computers are on the world. Boom. Take number 3. What is the floor and ceiling for the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers as their starting quarterback?
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Quarterback.
Okay, I understood what Michael Jordan said, and he got a lot of crap for it, but the ceiling is the roof just means that you need to understand that the ceiling is higher than where you think it is, which is a good metaphor for Robbie in trades. So what I think needs to be said here is that the ceiling is the ceiling for the Packers. You know exactly what you're going to get here. Wait, the Packers
or the Steelers?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I said Packers.
I just making sure. Okay.
Now Aaron Rodgers has me doing it because he's still calling himself we whenever it comes to the Bears and the Packers. Anyway, point being, we all knew this was coming. We all know that Aaron Rodgers still has something left in the tank. His bread and butter is the pre-snap read. That doesn't require any athletic ability. That is just his brain. So when you consider all these things put together and he's 41 now, actually 41, not 40, you knew that the Steelers were going to have a baseline of 8 wins. Is he worth one? Probably. The ceiling is the ceiling.
So that's different than what I was going to say. I think the floor is 9-8 because Mike Tomlin still coaches there. But I think the ceiling is Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
Whoa.
Did you say the other day that so-and-so was going to be an all-star and that, or did you say Pro Bowler? Oh, it was, Tyreek Stevenson
is going to
be a Pro Bowler?
To the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
And now you say,
I said the ceiling. I didn't say they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I said the floor is 9-8. The ceiling is the Super Bowl.
Ringer Teak, my takes? Ooh.
Wow. Okay, so tell me why the Steelers can't go to the Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, if he's, like, better.
Because he just had an Achilles tear that's hampered him for a really long time.
That was 2 years ago.
He ended up playing last year.
They always say when you come back from Achilles, the first year isn't the year where you show the most improvement. It's year two.
Well, look at Kirk Cousins coming back from an Achilles. Like,
that was year one, right?
The age is a factor in this, though.
No, I'm saying that was year one, right?
But they're all old.
All I'll say is this. Tom Brady, how old was he when he won his last Super Bowl?
Tom Brady's the outlier, not the rule.
You're right. I think Aaron Rodgers is an outlier.
Tom Brady was 43 when he won that last Super Bowl.
Thank you.
How dare you, baby T? How dare you bring facts into this conversation?
And Aaron Rodgers has how many MVP trophies? Anyone? Anyone?
Is it three?
Oh, no, it's four.
It's four.
So, and the last one came when he was 38 years old or 37? It's either 37 or 38. But he won back-to-back MVPs is my point. He was all pro. Well, I don't know the last time he was all pro, but he was
my point is the teams ahead of the Steelers are so much better than the Steelers. That's the thing. You have the Ravens. You have the Chiefs.
I have a question.
You have
this
the Bills.
This is the AFC.
I have a
question. We're not talking about, say, the NL Central the here.
I have the question for the group.
Yes.
Are the Steelers going to be in the playoffs? It's a yes or no question.
It's yes.
No. Okay. Oh, okay. We got to know. Okay. Are the Steelers going to be in the playoffs?
It's the AFC. I guess it was a wild card.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the best quarterback they've had in a playoff situation since Ben Roethlisberger retired?
I mean, yeah, but that's not enough. It's not enough.
It's not
Have you seen some of these other teams and how they perform in the playoffs?
Yeah, but they're in the NFC.
No, I'm saying the AFC. I'm saying the teams that underwhelm
are usually in the NFC.
No, I think the teams that underwhelm are also in the AFC. How many Lamar Jackson has how many playoff wins? How many times has he been to the conference championship game?
All I'm saying, the Steelers have first round exit written all over.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson is facing the Chiefs and the Bills.
If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, we will revisit this conversation. If Mike Tomlin's out here beating teams like the Ravens without a quarterback in the regular season, what do you think he's going to do with a real quarterback? I just don't think they're going to be like this. They could win the division is my point.
I smell dollar bet. I smell it down the line.
We'll see what it looks like when the season starts.
Number four.
Yesterday, former Mavericks and NBA head coaching legend Don Nelson made his appearance at the NBA Finals and had this to say about Luka Doncic before Game 2.
And Luka, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luka's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. They just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that. My philosophy was always to honor the great players, not trade them away, but to add pieces to that player and make him and your franchise the best that it could be.
How is former Mavericks coach and general manager Don Nelson still cool?
Because of things like that. Did you see Don Nelson's chain that he was wearing yesterday, by the way, when he was talking about all of this? Sitting next to Rick Carlisle, another former Mavericks coach. Don Nelson spends all his time in Hawaii, and he is 100% right. This is ridiculous. He's also still the second leading all-time wins getter coach-wise in the NBA. So he's second all-time in coaching wins. Don Nelson can do what he wants, and he's right. Lucas should have still been a Maverick. He knows better. But, you know, somebody will come out and tell me about how Luka is problematic or something because blah, 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 excuses to why you got fleeced on a trade.
I'm sitting right here. So, yeah, someone will tell you. I love Don Nelson as much as anyone. Why do I love Don Nelson as much as anyone? Run TMC forever. First
there
one to 100
is.
Wins. You already know what it is. Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, Mitch Richmond. You guys know how I feel about Don Nelson. But Don Nelson doesn't know how NBA teams are built here with the second apron in effect. You pay a guy $75 million a year, you better have a whole bunch of young talent to go along with. The Mavericks were not going to have that talent. I'm okay with the trade. I'm not necessarily okay with what they got back. They probably should have gotten more. Clearly, Rob Triano was on the phone in that trade conversation.
Yeah, you're basically Nico Harris.
Oh, that is cruel.
But I'm okay. I'm okay with telling Don Nelson in this situation, I don't think it was going to go the way you think it was going to go. Keep hanging on to Luka Doncic.
Number five.
Last question. So yesterday I took a nap. I never take naps. I'm really terrible at taking naps. I laid down. I woke up 2 hours later. Didn't know where I was. Didn't know what year it was. I need your advice. What is the proper way to take a nap?
Don't ask me. I'm terrible at this because if I stop moving, I fall asleep, and then I fall asleep for hours at a time all the time. So,
you
Marshall,
have come to the right place. Here's how you take an effective nap. There's several rules you need to take into consideration. One, never nap for more than 90 minutes. And 90 is extreme. Only professional nappers should not nap for 90 minutes. A perfect nap is somewhere between 15 and 45 minutes. That's the perfect nap. Because the nap is just like plugging your charger in with your phone. You want just enough juice to get you through the rest of the day. You don't want to overcharge that thing because you want to be able to go to sleep at a normal time. So the best way to take a nap is by not changing anything that you're doing, have the TV on and set an alarm, or just set an alarm on your phone and just let it drift on the couch. Do not go to the bed for a nap. Only take naps on couches or other reclinable situations.
That was my issue. I was in the bed. I was
don't go to bed because you're bad. Your body's confused. We're in bed. We're supposed to be going to sleep for a long time because we're in the bed. Where you take the nap and how long you preset that nap for are the two biggest things you need to pay attention to when taking a nap. I take a nap at least 4 to 5 times a week, and it's glorious. When I wake up, I've got enough energy to go do whatever I need to do. But when I come home, guess what? I'm still asleep by 10, 10:30 at the latest.
See, a lot of people also talk about the 10-minute nap being perfect.
I feel like 10 doesn't do enough for me. I need 15.
When I take a nap, it's for like 2 hours.
That's not good. That's not good, Layla. Should not be hitting room 5 at nap time.
Yeah.
Marshall, I think you just put the whole city on. That was some amazing advice I've never heard.
I'm a professional napper. I love naps.
You talk about them in a very specific way. Like, you have a system.
Yeah. You design a system that's efficiency.
I don't have any of those systems. So, yeah, I say default to Marshall because I'm no good in this argument. I will fall asleep for hours. I think I need 9 hours of sleep a night, unfortunately. And I don't get that because that's more than a third of your day. So I just don't have that kind of time. We're going to talk football coming up next because subtly a free agent move is expected to be made involving one of the biggest names that we have discussed on this show, running back wise. Additionally, the Packers are making a big free agent move. That is a report that is out this morning. And also, we had some audio come through and some quotes from somebody who's notable on the Bears. So we will talk about it all next.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.